T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We were not on the air yesterday, but it was yesterday, July 21st, 3 years ago. July 21st, 2016, President Donald Trump, well, actually, he wasn't President Donald Trump at the time, but this is the day 3 years ago that Donald Trump accepted the nomination at the Republican convention.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
And that will go down as a very meaningful, historic moment. Whether you agree with Trump or disagree with Trump, it was one very historic moment. Representative Rashid Tlaib was speaking at the NAACP convention in Detroit, and she had this to say about the president.
Yeah, I'm not going nowhere. Not until I impeach this president.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, at this point, I'm not really sure that's going to happen. It's going to be interesting to see what Robert Mueller has to say when he testifies on Wednesday. I mean, that's kind of like must-see TV in the middle of the day, and we'll have updates as that's going on. Representative Liz Cheney from Wyoming, she's a Republican, daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, who many think was actually the president. She was on CBS's Face the Nation, and she talked about President Trump and that chant, send her back.
The president has absolutely said that they should not have chanted send her back. Our concern and our opposition to what these women are saying, and many other members of the Democratic Party in the House of Representatives, has to do with the fact that they are advocating policies that will destroy this nation.
And Liz Cheney also talked about the media and the squad.
Their support for social media is absolutely wrong. It should not have happened. We've all said it shouldn't have happened. I would really like to see the media as focused. I would like to see the media as focused on the substance of what this wing of the Democratic Party is advocating, because that is really dangerous for our country.
Look, I don't think there's any doubt that there is an extreme wing to the Democratic Party. But that wing is not going to be represented in the general election in 2020. And if it is, then Trump's a shoo-in. Over the weekend, Chris Wallace on a Fox News channel was talking to Stephen Miller, a top advisor for the president, and said, Chris Wallace said, there's no question that he, President Trump, is stoking racial division in America. If you'd like to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. We're also talking about the breaking news. We just got this a few minutes ago, that Gretna police have fired Officer Charlie Rispoli and Officer Angelo Verisco. Angelo Verisco liked a post that Charlie Rispoli posted on social media, and he was talking about Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, saying that the vile idiot needs a round. And I don't mean the kind she used to serve. Apparently she used to be the waitress or a bartender. So basically, this was a police officer saying that she should be shot. Now, you know, if you're a police officer and you're having this conversation with your friends over a beer, well, that's one thing. But if you're a police officer, you can't do this on social media. And Police Chief Larson, and I applaud the police chief for taking immediate action on this. He said, if it wasn't even a real news article. Whether it was a joke or wasn't a joke, it was improper. And that's right. You're not supposed to be a police officer and express these kind of views. What if Ocasio-Cortez, what if she liked one of the bands at Greta Fest? And she was at Greta Fest this year. And people were threatening her. Maybe something happened to her. And what if the Gretna police officer who posted this about her being shot, what if he was the closest police officer to her? Would you trust that he would protect her equally? I don't see how you could. And that's why police officers can't say those things. And even within the last 5 years, there have been police officers who have been linked to the Klan and fired. You can't be in the Klan and be a police officer. You can't. You have a right to join the Klan, but you can't do both. Man, if you're a cop and you're a racist, at least be smart enough to not act on your racist feelings, and certainly don't say anything about it in public, because we expect the police to be fair to everybody. And this was the right move by the Gretna Police Department. And as I said, when we first started talking about this morning, what this guy posted should not reflect on the entire Gretna Police Department or should not reflect on police officers in general. And too often we have a tendency to stereotype, lump everybody in the same group. That is not fair. If you're on hold, hang on. Our number is 260-1870. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. I thought we would dedicate this song to the two Gretna police officers who have been fired, one for posting something really hateful and the other for liking it. This song is for you. And I think the Gretna police chief, Arthur Lawson, did the right thing in firing these two guys. I had a conversation with Senator Kennedy live on the air last hour, and I asked him about this, and he said that he thinks the officer should be fired. And so that's what happened. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870 from the French Quarter. Rocco, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey,
how
Rocco. I'm good.
I know we're about similar age. You're probably a little younger than me, but I can remember the Neville Brothers, Dave. You know, all of them kind of played in some of the same bands.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, you know, I wonder if you remember, there was either Halloween night or the Friday night before the Mardi Gras every year. They would put on the St. Bernard Jam, and you know who the band was? It was Dr. John, but he had every Neville with him. He had everybody.
And I remember, whether it was that event or not, I remember emceeing that event because I remember going there. I forgot what costume I was wearing, but I remember emceeing one of those concerts with Dr. John and the Nevilles at that very auditorium in St. Bernard Parish, and it was indeed Halloween night.
It was Halloween. You're exactly right. And you know who the promoter was?
I don't remember.
One of the biggest promoters in the world right now. A kid from here, the Messina Group out of Houston, Austin now.
Yeah, and they were huge. They were big.
They're big. Yep. He's still big. He's got George Strait, Kenny Chesney. Yeah.
And another group from here, Beaver Productions with Don Fox and Barry Leff. I mean, they've done well.
Big.
I mean, they started with the Warehouse, and now, you know, they're doing Michael Bublé. They do a lot of other concerts here and nationally.
That's all they need is Michael Bublé.
Yeah. So it's nice to know that those guys are you know, after all these years, they're still doing it and doing well.
You know what's the sad part? They got to go leave New Orleans to get rich, half of them. That's the sad part.
That is sad. And it is true
Cosmo,
for...
Look at Cosmo Matassa. Yeah. He recorded all everybody we just talked about, he recorded. Yeah. But yet, we have no recording studio.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's sad. Horrible. Things are changing a little bit, but not enough.
Not enough. You're right.
Rockhawk.
You know, when I was a kid, I'd go to Birmingham. They thought I was from New York City. I'm
7 years old. I know.
Really.
You know, for many years, it's changed, but for many years in the movies, dialect from New Orleans was depicted as a southern draw, like somebody from Atlanta, and that's not the way we talk down here.
Well, Kathleen Turner, I wrote in, I owned some United Cabs at one time, and Kathleen Turner was in my cab. She said, "Where'd you get that accent?" I said, "Baby, this is the accent y'all been trying to get in the movies for 100 years. I'll make it sound like Red Butler from Gone in the Wind or Cajun Pete." I said, "We got three Louisianas, country Louisiana, Cajun Louisiana, and urban Louisiana, which is New Orleans."
Rocco, it's a great story.
Oh, yeah. I got one more. I blew my engine in the water in a quarter. That's impossible. But, you know, they'll put me in jail.
You blew your engine? You blew your engine in the quarter?
All right. In other words, I got last Wednesday, when Margaret and all the girls were telling people the storm was coming Sunday. Well, the storm came Wednesday, and I got flooded out in front of the Italian Hall and blew up my cab. That's pitiful.
Are you doing okay now, Margaret? Did you replace it?
Not yet. It's okay. 4 days ago, 10 days ago. I know it's getting a little old. It's just the principle that you can blow an engine up French Quarter.
We talked about that Wednesday after I got to the station after that Wednesday flood, and it's very unusual for the French Quarter and the CBD to be flooding, and there was flooding again downtown on Saturday.
I heard it. I slept through that.
Yeah. All right, Rocco. Are you going to get back on the road?
Yeah, eventually. You know, world's greatest don't never die. We might take a little break.
All right, man. That's the spirit, Rocco.
All right, baby.
Appreciate,
gotta love it.
Appreciate you calling. If you've got a comment, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And from Metairie, Pierre, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
I'm good, Pierre.
You know, Rocco sounds a lot like Ronnie Vergas.
You know, he did. He sure did.
It's like Ronnie come back from the grave.
Well, I felt like Robin Williams had come back to the grave Saturday night at the auditorium. I did a brief video of the guy on my Facebook page, the SOTA Facebook page. I'm telling you, man, the guy freaked me out. He looked and sounded so much like Robin Williams.
Well, I wanted to talk about this Gretna police officer, and now I know he's been terminated and a second one, too. It reminds me of what Will Rogers said, never pass up a good opportunity to shut up. Ben Franklin was saying better to be silent and be thought of as a fool than to open your mouth and to confirm it.
There are times, Pierre, I have to remember that myself.
Yeah, I know. It's not as easy as you think.
No, it's not.
I was in that case this morning, and you know, a judge was telling me that I had won, but I still wanted to say something. Yeah. And I realized you have to take yes for an answer.
No, it's so true. Pierre, I appreciate the call. All right, if you want to join us, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. We had a great conversation with Senator John Kennedy, called into the show about 2:10, and we've got that posted on our website. It's at WWL.com. I even asked him a hardball question. No, literally, I asked him about a hardball question. Just go to the top menu there, click on shows, and then click on Scoot, and you'll find it there on demand. We'll be right back on WWL. Country music artist Brandi Carlile tells the NRA to kiss her blank. This is in her new song, Cowgirls, which has not been released yet. I tried to find it so I could share it with you. As soon as we get a hold of it, we'll play it, and we'll have a conversation about that. But Brandi tells the NRA to kiss her blank and tries to bring attention to the sexism in country music. So for those of you who think that all country artists think one way, she breaks a stereotype. And I love that. I love to point out those who break stereotypes, because, you know, we're so quick to stereotype. We're so quick to say everybody's like this, everybody's like that. And you can't really do that. So we'll talk more about that when the song comes out. But, you know, there, like during the campaign, there were a couple of country artists who came forward, and they were not for Trump. They were not conservatives. And, you know, it really shouldn't matter. And I know some of you will say, well, you know, why do we even know what their opinion is? And I guess that's true, except that through music, artists express their opinions. And so she's expressing her opinion about the NRA and about sexism. Here is a text. Scoot, why don't you ask the senator about the Gretna police post? WTF. Seriously. Are you kidding? And I got a call earlier from somebody in Gulfport that said, well, why didn't you ask Senator Kennedy about the Gretna police situation? I did. Here's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Two Gretna police officers have been fired over a Facebook post that suggested that Representative Alexandria or Ocasio-Cortez should be shot. Did the police chief make the right call in Gretna? 50% say yes, but that means 50% say no. And to me, that's kind of scary AF. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WFUL.com. Here is a text that says, Dean Martin stole the show Saturday night. The guy who was Dean Martin looked like Dean Martin. In fact, we talked to him on the air Friday. He looked like Dean Martin, sounded like Dean Martin, and acted like Dean Martin. He acted drunk the whole show, which is kind of the way Dean Martin acted. And apparently Dean Martin was not always drunk. But, they had some jokes that were, I guess you would say they're vintage jokes from the Rat Pack. And this was during the Rat Pack is Back show at the Frederick Secure Cultural Center in Chalmette. No, actually, it was the Frank Sinatra guy, the Frank Sinatra character, who said, hey, and he did a good job, too. He said, I was out in the lobby, and this guy was asking people to help him find his wife. He'd gotten separated from his wife. And another guy not far away said, hey, wait a minute, I got separated from my wife as well. And the guy says, well, tell me what your wife looks like. Maybe we can help each other look for our wives. He says, well, my wife has long blonde hair. She's 38, 24, 38, great body. And the guy goes, well, why don't we just look for your wife? From Plaquemines Parish, T. Craig, you're on WWL.
Yes, sir, Scoot. Just wanted to hit the whole thing with the police officers being fired because when they signed, as part of the job, basically they signed a contract that gave away their free speech on social media, correct?
Well, I think that's fair to say. I don't have the Gretna Police, handbook, but I would think it would be against the rules to voice certain opinions.
But yeah, basically, yeah. Like the one guy, all he said was yes, and he got fired. But besides, whether agree or disagree, and I'm not taking sides or making opinions on all that, my thoughts were, so these cats get fired for that. What about these United States senators very recently and with the same people involved and others who publicly said they wanted Trump killed? Why did nothing happen to them?
Yeah, I don't remember who said that. Who said that?
One of those was the lady from California.
Kamala Harris said she wanted President Trump dead?
The old Maxine Waters.
Oh, Maxine Waters.
One. She's been, there's been one. And I think Cortez has been one, too. This has been publicly stated that they've said that.
Well,
they wanted him assassinated, but why is nothing happened with that?
Well, it's wrong.
I'm not saying that as a big Trump supporter or anything like that. I'm just saying it just befuddles me how they are senators of the United States government, elected senators.
Well, it's not their job to enforce the law. If Maxine Waters said that, that's wrong. I mean, do we know that she said it? I mean, I'm not. She has said some ugly things that I totally disagree with.
Said by a senator.
Then she should have been visited by the Secret Service. But she's not in charge of enforcing the law. She is not in the same position as a police officer when it comes to being prejudiced. She can be more prejudiced than a police officer. Police officers can't afford to be prejudiced because they're enforcing the law.
Well, I get what you're saying. No, and I definitely get it. The person that he was talking about, she's the most prejudiced person. I mean, prejudice on top of prejudice doesn't make it right, but... And I'm not defending anybody. I'm just saying it's so ironic that they're allowed to get away with that. And I'm sure there's a
I'm going to look into that. I don't remember. All right. I'm going to have to get to a break here. I appreciate the call, but we're going to look into it. If I find out, we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Okay.
I just think everybody should have accountability. And
I agree.
Like I said.
But again, you can be a politician and be prejudiced, but you cannot be a cop and be prejudiced. You can't be expected to enforce the law if these are your opinions. So while if Maxine Waters said that or if anybody said that, that's wrong. But politicians are held to a different standard than police officers. And if you think that's not fair, well, then, you don't have to be a police officer. So the woman who won the title of Miss Michigan, she's a conservative Trump supporter, Kathy Zhu. And she posted something on social media that was described as offensive, insensitive, and inappropriate, and she was stripped of her title. And it had something to do with a booth on the campus of the University of Michigan about asking women to try on hijabs. And she said, what, something like, what, do you want to know what it's like for, well, you want women to feel what it's like to feel oppressed? Or something to that effect. Anyway, she said that it's not fair to be prejudiced against people that have different political views. And I agree. We'll be back on WWL. And so today we are remembering the Meters, the Neville brothers. Art Neville passed away at the age of 81. We have the story on our website at WWL.com. This is an interesting, WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Two Gretna police officers have been fired over Facebook posts that suggest that U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez should be shot. Did the police chief make the right call? 56% say yes, 44% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. You know, I want to look into whether or not Maxine Waters said, do you have it, Ian? Okay. Okay, so she did say it. So she, Maxine Waters did not say it. Oh, she wanted to take... Okay, well, apparently she wanted to take him out, but that meant politically take him out and not kill him. But, you know, look, see, this just points out that the truth is so elusive today because people don't care about it. I mean, think about the people that have either... The person that called, the person that texted, two people that criticized me for not asking Senator Kennedy about the situation in Gretna. And I did. So I mean, what is that about? I mean, do you listen? I mean, I don't mind getting criticism, but, you know, let's make it criticism on something that really happened as opposed to something that is just in your mind. This is the world we live in. And I don't see anything on the horizon that's going to change it. So you know what? We're going to embrace it. I'm going to embrace the hate. I'm going to attack the hate as much as I can every afternoon from 1 to 4. I'm going to do the best I can as a patriotic American who is registered as an independent. I'm going to do the best I can to set the record straight and to talk honestly about both sides of politics. Coming up next, it's Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert and Christian Garrick. States training camp begins this week. Excited? Yes. I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director, our show producer, Todd Meneses, and our studio producer, Ian Hoke. And thank you for being part of our show. Join me on Facebook. It's SOTA, Scoot on the Air. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.